Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode within our series titled Islamic Manners. Alhamdulillah, within this program, we listen to the beautiful A hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in relation to various beautiful characteristics that were embodied by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and taught to us via the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the noble companions as well. So my dear viewers, today's topic is generally in relation to the excellence of good manners. So let us delve into the narrations. It has been beautifully reported by Sayyiduna Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Aliul Murtada, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, who has narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, undoubtedly, through good manners, a person is able to attain the rank of those offering salah, fasting during the day and worshipping at night. And sometimes a person is written as haughty and rebellious, whereas he does not have power over anyone except for his family. My dear viewers, in this narration, we have been educated by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam that good manners is such a profound quality and trait within a human being that it beautifies the believer to such an extent where you might not be able to do optional forms of worship during the night or optional fasts, but you will be able to acquire the reward of all of those things if you have good manners, especially with those who are closer to you, and then generally with the population at large. And similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is at times there are those people who are written as being arrogant and rebellious, whereas they don't have any power over anyone, meaning they don't have any authority over anyone except for their own family. But because of their demeanor, because of the way they treat their family, the way they behave with their family, they are arrogant with them, they rebel against them, they harm them. These people are written down as being mutakabbirun, arrogant people, rebellious people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such a state. So from this narration, my dear viewers, what do we learn? We learn that good manners will bring about our salvation. Good manners will grant us those good deeds that we might not even be able to do in the world. Now think about it. How many of us have the ability every day and every night to keep optional fasts within those days where it's permissible, and then keeping nafal fasts as well as performing nawafil in the night? How many of us have the opportunity on a daily basis to do these good deeds? Many of us, it'll be very difficult. We have work, we have other obligations. But my dear viewers, if you have good manners, if your character is good, if the manner in which you deliver your message, the way you treat your children, the way you look after your family, both spouses, the husband and the wife, the way they treat one another, if you have love, kindness, affection, and you treat each other with goodness and with good manners, my dear viewers, you will get the reward same as the one who spent the entire night worshipping Allah Almighty and spent the entire day keeping optional fasts. Subhanallah. How easy it is and how beautiful is this, my dear viewers, and how beautiful are the teachings of Islam, that we are able to acquire good deeds by doing very little effort. But really, to take this quality and have good manners, it's a very difficult task. And remember, good manners can only truly be seen when somebody on the other side is treating you wrong. That's when you'll be able to truly show the power of good manners. And that's when it will be difficult upon the ego and the nafs and the baser self to show good manners. But even then, Islam tells us to treat people well. And when you give your message and when you guide people, when you're trying to mend ties, you use kindness and goodness in your words. May Allah Almighty make us from amongst those who have good mannerisms, and do not make us from amongst those who treat people in an evil and ill manner. My dear viewers, another narration reported by Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, through good manners, a person can attain the rank of the one who performs Salatul Tahajjud and remains thirsty owing to fasting in hot summer. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, just reflect over these narrations. Begin to think, how powerful is this trait of having good manners? It is no small matter. Today, when we deal with people, do we treat, especially those people who are close to us, in a good manner? Do we have good mannerisms with them? Do we look after them? Do we make sure that we don't mistreat them or say wrongful words or call them by bad nicknames or names that hurt their feelings? We need to reflect over our state, because we could be accumulating so many good deeds if only we began to change our approach and the way we deal with people. My dear viewers, let us act upon the teaching of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from today and treat people in a good manner, because this is that action that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is pleasing to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is the way of our pious predecessors as well. We cannot perform tahajjud on a daily basis. We cannot keep fast in the hot summer season, but we can still attain that reward if we treat people and if we have good manners. Whenever you speak to someone, whenever you're dealing, whether it's in business as well, treat people with good manners. Make sure we don't violate their rights. Make sure we're not hiding the defects of an item. Make sure we are truthful in our speech and trustworthy within our character as well. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will be able to change people's lives. Remember, Islam was spread through the beautiful mannerisms of the Honorable Sahaba Kiram, and then those companions of the Sahaba Kiram after them. They spread the message of Islam through their character. How did Islam reach India? How did it reach Gujarat? How did Islam reach the Asian continent? How did it reach countries like China and the other countries, Malaysia, Indonesia? It was by the teaching of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the mannerisms, the truthfulness in trade, the truthfulness and trustworthiness in trade made those non-believers embrace Islam. So we too, my dear viewers, have the power to change the world. It is with our character. Only when we take it seriously and we don't just say, okay, this is something that could be done, but I can't do it. No. If everybody takes it as a responsibility upon themselves, that when they are carrying out their daily affairs, they make sure they treat people well, even if they are mistreated. Because this is the teaching of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wasn't our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mistreated? Weren't people mistreating him in their daily affairs? But he sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciprocated with goodness, kindness, and in a loving manner. So my dear viewers, let us learn from the life of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us, another narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported by Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, what can we learn from this narration? On Yawm al-Qiyamah, when our deeds will be weighed, every single deed that we do will be presented before us. Everything is written on a ready recorder in our book of deeds. And the Quran tells us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. That on that day of judgment, whoever has brought an atom's weight of good shall see it. And whoever has brought even an atom's weight of evil shall see it. So on Yawm al-Qiyamah, my dear viewers, every good deed that we do, every bad deed that we do will be presented and will be written down if we have not done tawbah and Allah Almighty has not removed it from our book of deeds through His mercy. We will be held accountable, my dear viewers. But look at this, on that day where even one good deed will be striving for. The Quran Pak tells us that day will be such a horrific day. People will be scared that man will run away from his own fellow brother. He will run away from his wife, run away from his mother. He will run away from his own children. Why, my dear viewers? So that they don't come to him and ask him for even one single good deed. It will be such a selfish time for the majority of the population. We will require every single good deed on that day. So my dear viewers, how can we attain heaviness of the scales of deeds? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us, there is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners. So your good deeds, and in relation to good deeds, your good manners, this will be the heaviest, my dear viewers. So why not spend the days of our life? Remember, our life is fleeting. Today we will be here, tomorrow we will be gone. And this arguments that we are having with people, this disputes, they will all end. And we will probably forget about them eventually. But the good deeds that we do, they will remain. We as Muslims need to look and think over our hereafter. Try to ponder over our akhirah more so than just the disputes of this dunya. Because my dear viewers, this is what really matters. You know, everybody will come. Many people have already lived this life. They have come and they have gone. Those people have benefited who left this world with a sound heart, with a clean heart. They clean their heart from all types of hatred and malice from all the people of the world, even though they may have been wronged in this life. This is why Islam tells us to adopt good manners, because there is nothing heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners. May Allah grant us the ability to do so. Another narration reported by Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Shall I not give you the news about the best of all among you?" This is such a beautiful narration, my dear viewers. Let us reflect over this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us who is the best out of humanity, out of all the people, obviously excluding the prophets and the messengers. Who is the best amongst the creation? What qualities do they have? The Sahaba-i-Kiram replied, "Why not?" Meaning, yes, Ya Rasulullah, please tell us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The one who is well-mannered amongst you," i.e. the one who is the best, khayrun nas, the best of all of mankind, are those who are the most well-mannered amongst you. Those who have the best akhlaq, the best character. And my dear viewers, we need to reflect over our life today. How is it, how are our dealings with people, especially our family, those people who we see on a daily basis? Because it's very easy to be good and treat people well who you see very rarely. It's very difficult. It takes a lot of courage, a lot of determination, a lot of patience, a lot of forbearance, a lot of tolerance to be kind and to be well-mannered with those people of our family, those who we see on a daily basis. May Allah strengthen our iman, strengthen our heart, grant us that a bigger heart where we can be kind to people. Another narration. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu has narrated. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "On the day of judgment, those amongst you who would be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. People love them and they love people. Those amongst you who would be disliked and distant from me in my company are those who are arrogant, boastful, and talkative." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this narration is really giving us a lot of information that we can reflect over. That on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, if as believers, we want to be near the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we want to have the shafa'at of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we want to do didar and we want to behold the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we want to be beloved in the court of Allah Almighty, if we want to be beloved in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we want nearness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we need to have good manners. We need to adopt humility in our affairs as well. We need to be humble and not consider ourselves superior or greater than other people. And similarly, those people who will be kept far away from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be those people who have bad mannerisms, those people who are arrogant, those people who are boastful, and those people who are talkative. They talk excessively over useless matters where there is no benefit for them in the deen or the dunya. My dear viewers, from this narration we learn two beautiful qualities. One is generally good manners, and secondly, adopting humility within our life as well. Being humble, not considering all the dhikr that you do. You know, my dear viewers, there are many people who, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah Almighty, they recite Quran on a daily basis. They perform the 5 daily prayers. They perform their dhikr and adhkar. They perform their invocations. What they do, they give charity in the way of Allah Almighty. They do so many good deeds. But do they have good manners? Are they humble Or do they consider in their heart and mind that I'm superior to this person? I read my 5 daily namaz. He doesn't read his 5 daily namaz. She doesn't go to school and Islamic education. I go to Islamic education. She gives charity and she doesn't give charity. This brother, he looks after his parents. He's kind to his parents. And he spends his wealth on his parents. And another person, he is very stingy. So because I look after my parents, I'm superior to him. If we begin to think like this, my dear viewers, then this is the start of our downfall. Islam tells us to be humble. If you recite Quran, thank Allah Almighty. If you do dhikr of Allah, thank Allah Almighty. If you are giving charity in the way of Allah, Allah has granted you the hand above, to be the hand above, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to Allah. And how can you be grateful? By also being humble. By not being boastful and not being arrogant, but actually helping those who are less fortunate. Not considering them to be less fortunate as well. Dealing with them as you would deal with a normal person. Show more kindness, like you show kindness to people who are superior to you. Like we see in today's world, those who are superior, people will show them more kindness, more love, more humility. But those who are inferior, people will kind of disregard them and also degrade them and humiliate them. But this is not the teaching of Islam. Islam teaches us to be kind to people, to be humble, to be respectful, to listen to what people have to say. And not to be those people who shun and turn away the less fortunate or those who are poor. My dear viewers, Islam tells us that we must treat each other equally with love and compassion, with good manners and humility. Another beautiful narration. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma has narrated. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, this is a hadith Qudsi, Allah Almighty has said, I have created mankind through my knowledge. When I intend goodness for a person, listen carefully, my dear viewers. When I intend goodness for a person, I grant him good manners. And when I am displeased with someone, I inflict bad manners upon him. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this is no ordinary statement. This is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has been blessed to be said by the tongue of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty has created humankind. And not only this, Allah Almighty has told us, when Allah intends khair, good for someone, Allah Almighty grants that person good manners. Now we need to look within our life. Do we embody good manners with all people? Remember, equally with all people. Not just with a certain group or with a certain friend group. With all types of people, i.e. within the society, having and displaying good manners to them. The way you treat them. If they harm you personally, then bearing that with patience and guiding them that this is not the way we should do things. But similarly, my dear viewers, if somebody does not have good manners, rather he has bad manners, then no, Allah Almighty is displeased with that person. What does he mean by bad manners? He is harsh to people. He swears with every other sentence. He doesn't treat people in a nice manner. He turns people away. He harms people, whether by his hand or by his tongue, with his actions. So my dear viewers, these are people who should reflect over such narrations because Allah Almighty is displeased with that person. This is why we unfortunately embody bad manners. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the best amongst the Muslims is the one who is the best in manners. If you want to be amongst the elite of humanity, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah Almighty, in the blessed vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then know that the one who is best in manners is the best amongst the Muslims. Similarly, a narration reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a perfect mu'min is the one who is the best in manners. So if we want to reach that level of kamil iman, that level of perfection of faith, and every Muslim, my dear viewers, should strive for this. We should have this mindset that I want to be amongst the perfect believers, meaning those believers whom Allah Almighty is pleased with. And how can I develop myself? We will never know truly with certainty whether we are perfect believers. But what we can do is do the actions of those perfect believers. And what is that? One of those qualities is that a perfect believer is one who has the best of manners, who is the best in his akhlaq, in his characteristics. Similarly, it is mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, The fire would not burn the person whose face and manners are made excellent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Meaning a person whose characteristics, his mannerisms, his outer and inner state is purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning he has good traits, he has good qualities, and his face is illuminating with the light of worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them and make us humble as well. Do not make us amongst the arrogant. My dear viewers, this narration tells us that the fire of hell will not burn such a person whose face and manners are made excellent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, you know how powerful good manners are, my dear viewers. Let us listen to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Good manners melt the sins as the heat of the sun melts the ice. Allahu Akbar. If we want our sins to be forgiven, if you want our sins to be washed away, then we need to make sure that we are embodying ourselves with good manners. Because good manners melts away our sins. When we treat people well with good akhlaq, this is a means of our sins being forgiven. How beautiful is our deen of Islam that when we abstain from harming people with our tongue, with our hands, when we have good manners, our sins are being forgiven. This is maybe a first for some of our viewers on Madani Channel, that you are hearing this for the first time. Good manners, it melts away our sins the way the heat of the sun melts ice. So this is what my dear viewers, another reason for us to embody good manners is so that our sins can be forgiven. Sayyiduna Usama bin Shariq radiyallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet, has narrated that the beloved companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they asked the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is the best thing given to man? What is the best thing bestowed upon man? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, nothing better than good manners is bestowed upon man, i.e. human beings, insan. The best quality that is within them is the akhlaq. And if you think about the concept of good manners, it comprises of many qualities. It's one, you can say it's one point that's highlighted, good manners. But it comprises of so many good things, my dear viewers. This is why it mentions a person's good deeds will be heavy on the day of judgment. One's sins will be forgiven. It's because good manners is not just one thing, but it's a culmination of so many good qualities, so many good traits. And a final narration, my dear viewers. Sayyiduna Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu narrated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave Sayyiduna Abu Dharr Ghifari the following piece of advice. He said, wherever you live, fear Allah Almighty and perform a good deed forthwith if a sin occurs. Meaning, perform a good deed immediately after you may have sinned. If you have sinned, then immediately perform a good deed. For this good deed would wipe out the sin and treat people with good manners. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, from this narration we also learn that when you do a good deed, this wipes away your sins. As the verse of the Quran also educates to us that we are to remove our sins via performing good deeds. Good deeds, they remove our sins. So my dear viewers, in conclusion, today's episode was in relation to the general concept of good manners, how powerful it is. In summary, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person will attain the rank and status of one who performs worship in the night and fast during the day. If he has good manners, he will attain the same reward. Similarly, a person on the scale of deeds on the day of judgment, the scale of deeds will be heavy for the one who has embodied good manners. Furthermore, if you want to be the best amongst humanity, then through the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have learnt the one who has good manners, the best of akhlaq, he is the one who is the best amongst humanity. Similarly, if you want to know, this is a meter now, my dear viewers. This is a criteria, a checklist for me and you. If you want to know if Allah intends good for us, if we embody good characteristics, good manners, then know that Allah Almighty intends goodness for you. And if we have bad manners, then know that we are on the wrong path, because Allah Almighty is displeased with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until our next program, keep watching Madni Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic manners. Smile with mercy. Speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.